When you consider where you live, does having a baby ever factor into your decision? Australia is one of the safest places in the world to give birth, and yet our health system sometimes fails women and their families. RN's Tegan Taylor has been looking at how your postcode can influence your pregnancy, your birth and postnatal experiences on tonight's episode of The Health Report. Good morning, Tegan.
G'day, Hamish.
It's unsurprising, I suppose, that the quality of healthcare varies depending on where you live, but how different can the experience be in relation to giving birth?
Yeah, I think in Australia we know that we're a big country and that there's some big, heavy metro areas and there's some really, really remote areas. And I think there's no surprise, like you say, that healthcare can vary across. Birth is a really specific one. There's a lot of variation in how people want to give birth and are able to. And as you say, we're pretty good, pretty safe. But I'll be talking tonight to Olivia Willis, my colleague in the ABC Science Unit, about some work she's been doing. She was talking to three different women who live less than 90 minutes apart, had really different experiences. One had a really amazing midwifery-led care. One felt really at sea and didn't really know how to navigate the system. And I think a big part of it is not just the care that's on offer, but knowing how to actually navigate the healthcare system as well. So that health literacy is so important.
And this is part of something that the ABC is doing, which is called the Birthing Project. What is that?
Yeah, the ABC Birth Project's a really big initiative that's just launched only a couple of weeks ago, where they're really asking people what's working and what's not when it comes to giving birth in Australia. They only launched the call out, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they have had thousands of responses from people, mums giving birth, obstetricians, gynecologists, midwives, and really wanting to get a sense of the picture of birth across Australia. And so we'll be talking about what they've found so far, but we're also really will be looking forward to what they might be sort of turning up in the coming months, because it's an ongoing thing.
You're also looking into screening tests and scans that mothers get before they give birth. Can that be done better?
Yeah, the screening tests are really good. They're amazing tools that we have now that we didn't have before. And part of the problem is that there are so many tools that we didn't have even like a decade or so ago. So there's really early screenings that you can do to find out all sorts of different genetic, your risk of having babies with certain genetic or chromosomal disorders. But often people just pick those tests because they just want to know if they're having a boy or a girl. And then what they get back is they could get back results that they're high risk for something, which is the case of a woman that I spoke to. She just wanted to know if she's having a boy or a girl, had one of these tests that just show your level of risk and came back with a really high risk for a specific condition that has a very, very high risk of not having a live birth, about a 2% chance of a live birth. So she was gutted. The only test to then confirm or deny whether they actually have the risk, which is a diagnostic test as opposed to a screening test, carries with it a risk of miscarriage. And so she decided not to have that test, had a hugely stressful pregnancy, obviously, worrying if she was going to lose her baby. And her baby was born, she was completely fine, completely healthy, which of course is the best possible outcome. But I've been talking to an obstetrician in Melbourne, Lisa Hoy, who's been looking at developing a decision aid for when you're being offered prenatal screening, that you can actually talk through what the sorts of things that they're actually going to look for. And you can talk about then what you might do if you had a high risk of one of those things being turned up by the test, because of course, sometimes people just get these results, they're blindsided by it, they haven't had the conversation with their partner or their doctor already about what they would do if they were high risk. And as Lisa told me, people often choose to use these tests because they're looking for reassurance, but sometimes you get a result that isn't reassuring and people aren't really prepared mentally for what to do then.
Tegan Taylor, thanks so much. We'll be listening tonight.
Thank you. See you then.
RN's Health Report tonight, 5 p.m. Here on RN or on the ABC Listen app.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.